And ask the congregation to rise as we confess our faith in the Apostles' Creed, and we'll follow that up with the prayers of the church this morning. We share these words together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. One of those ways that we can be the light of the world and the salt of the world is to uplift others in prayer and intercede on their behalf. And so we do take time to do that this morning with the prayers of the church as they are printed and projected up front. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to be the light of the world. Send out messengers and missionaries to share the light of Christ in every corner of the earth, that people from every tribe, every nation, and every language would follow Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, there are many in this world who live in the darkness of depression, anxiety, and mental illness. Help us to be light to those in dark places, to encourage them to seek medical assistance, and to accept them as your beloved children. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you called your church the light of the world and a city on a hill. Shine your light down on the churches in Philomath so that they may reflect it to the world. Today we uplift our partners, the refuge. Let their lives and work be a bright light wherever there is darkness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all children and those who care for them. But especially we pray for our ministry partner, Zion Lutheran School. As they teach, nurture, and care for all their students, shine your light through their work so that each student may know you through them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, strengthen all those who are poor, homeless, hungry, oppressed, or in need in any way. Help us to see these people as your creations in need of your mercy and light, just as we are. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Today we uplift those who are not here with us. Fran, Dixie, Jenny, Dawn, Peggy, Gary, Terry, and Ida Faye.
And those who are sick and recovering.
Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy,
Dylan,
Roman,
Svenja, Gladys,
Kenzie,
Tiffany
Smith's family,
mourning the loss of Matt, Addie,
Anita, Bill, Gary, Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, Linda, Cheryl, Julie, Rich, Art, the Meyer family, the Greg and Hines family, the family of Lorraine Dowdy, as all those families come together and mourn the loss of loved ones. Kathy Barrett, Susan Mushlitz, Dee Christensen, Sue Ellen Gunther, Callie Santora, and Ashley. Have mercy upon each person and heal them according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we commend all of these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy. Congregation may be seated as we now take time to collect our offerings.